This is the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP, the home of Fort Recovery Athletics. From the first serve to the final buzzer, from the crack of the bat to the roar of the crowd, we've got every play covered. Today's broadcast is made possible by the support of our community-minded underwriters, the local businesses who stand behind our athletes and this station. You're listening to Fort Recovery's Hometown Voice, 107.3 The Tribe. Let's play and go Tribe!
Welcome to the battleground here, Fort Recovery, and Indians are hosting the Versailles Tigers, and counting this game, there are still 11 games on the schedule, so we're a little over halfway through the season, but we are, I think we have this, and the finish up the Parkway game tomorrow night, and Dolphus and St. Henry next week, and that is it for the MAC half of this, or part of the season. So we're getting down toward the end. This week, Sunday, will be the girls' softball tournament drawing, which means the following Sunday will be the boys' tournament drawing. And the way it sits right now, Indians are coming in at 10-4, and right now we're probably pretty high up in the seeds, which means I don't know exactly how that's all going to play out, but probably have a first round bye. But whether we do or not, we might not really want to have one if there's going to be a long time in between games. So we were a little rusty to start off on Tuesday night because we hadn't played since Thursday. Went 5 days without playing because of the prom, no Friday or Saturday games. So let's look at the MAC. Tuesday, Coldwater beat Parkway 13-3. St. Henry beat Marion Local 5-0. New Bremen beat Minster 4-0. Fort Recovery beat New Knoxville 17-2 in 5 innings. And Versailles and Dolphus, I'm not sure why, but that's rescheduled for about 2 weeks from now on the 14th of May. So not sure why that didn't get played. I didn't find any explanation. I just saw that it was rescheduled. Today's games, Marion Local at Coldwater. Marion Local, they lost to St. Henry on Tuesday, but I think they had won a number of games in a row after we run ruled them early in the MAC season. So Marion Local, they look to try to do something. It's always tough to beat Coldwater, and it's really tough to beat them at their place. So it's Marion Local at Coldwater, Versailles here at Fort Recovery. New Knoxville will be at Minster. Dolphus St. John's at New Bremen. Dolphus St. John's started off the season 7 wins, no losses, and they've lost 3 in a row since then. So not sure exactly what's going on there, if they're in a funk, if they're kind of getting back down to where they should be, or if they just ran into some tough teams. But they've lost 3 in a row, and they're going to New Bremen. New Bremen is 9-4. We were able to beat them a few weeks ago, and so there's that'll be one today that might be pretty competitive. And Parkway at St. Henry. Parkway, as we know from 3 weeks ago when we were up there playing them and got rained out in the fourth inning, Jacoby Triplett was pitching, and he was shutting us down. We had, through 4 innings, we had 1 run, and they were leading us 4-0 with 2 out, or with 2 on and nobody out in the bottom of the 4th inning. So Indians have a long way to fight back from that one. But if we get our bats going, and we have been pretty well, we should be okay. So things coming up. We have tomorrow we'll go up to Parkway. We'll finish that up. They're 6-11, no wins, 6 losses in the MAC, and we'll be finishing that game, taking back up from where we left off. Bottom of the fourth, they're leading 4-1 with 2 runners on and nobody out. So we got to shut them down and get some runs. We have 5th, 6th, and 7th inning to get those runs back and hold them down. So that's tomorrow. Saturday morning, doubleheader, 11 a.m. starts here. That's Rushi coming to town. Traditional first Saturday in May, we play Rushi in a doubleheader instead of going to the Kentucky Derby. So it's Rushi. They're coming in at 7-7. The next week, Tuesday, we will host Duffa St. John's. Right now, they're coming. They're at 7-3, and that will be our senior night. Then Thursday will be at St. Henry. Right now, they are 13-1, and 5-1 in the MAC. And then on Saturday, a week from this Saturday, will be at Crestview for a single game. Crestview is down this year 2-8, but if we think we have that game won before we get off the bus, we're going to have a little problem there. They're pretty tough. So the way it sits right now, MAC standings, Coldwater leading the MAC, undefeated, 5 wins, no losses. And again, they are hosting Marion Local tonight, 13-1 overall. St. Henry also 13-1 overall. They're 5 wins and 1 loss. And they are hosting Parkway tonight. Then Fort Recovery here, we're hosting Versailles. We're at 4-1. Marion Local at 4-2, 8-7 overall. And Marion Local is at Coldwater. Then Versailles is 3-2, 14-6. New Bremen is coming in at 3-3 in the MAC, 9-4 overall. And they are hosting Duffa St. John's. And then Duffa St. John's, we just talked about, 7-3 overall, 2-2 in the MAC. Minster 1-5, almost unbelievable that they're only 1-5 in the MAC. They're down a little bit this year, but if you get them out of the MAC, they're pretty tough. They're 9-6 overall, so they have 5 losses in the MAC. If you take out the MAC, they're 8-1. So again, they're just tough. And then Parkway at no win, 6 losses. Also New Knoxville, no win, 6 losses. So that's kind of how the MAC stands. And again, we went over the games that are going to be played tonight. Went over them a couple of times. So Indians, we have 4 losses, and every one of them was a game where we gave the other team, the winning team, several runs in a with poor fielding or walking a lot or hit batsmen. We gave them runs. And in every one of those 4 losses, if you take that out a big inning that they had, we outscored them. We outscored our opponents in every game except for those 4 where we gave up runs, a lot of runs in the in a particular inning, usually early in the game, and then we had to try to fight back. Now, we did that against Minster, and we did fight back and win that one, but the other 4, we weren't able to get them. So I think Harold and Dave are here. You guys want to do a little chit-chat, or you got still doing book work? I'll get you on there, Harold. So I kind of went over what's coming up and
yes, sir.
The MAC standings and all that. What's your thoughts on tonight? You know, we have Versailles coming in here.
3-2.
3 wins and 2 losses, 14-6 overall. Basically, they have, I was thinking it might have been, 14-6. That's 20 games, and we have 14. You know, they basically have half again as many as we do.
Yeah.
So you average it out, they basically have our same record that we do, same winning percentage.
Yep.
So
I think it could be a great one.
Yeah.
Seems like it is about every year.
Yep. Now they've had some surprising things where they've Coldwater beat them last Thursday, I believe it was, 17-3 in 5 innings.
Yeah, that was kind of a shocker.
I figured Coldwater would win, but I'm thinking 2 or 3 runs
right,
or maybe
right.
5 runs at the most. But
I'm
they,
with you.
They
I seen New Bremen beat them earlier in the year, 3-2.
Yep. So, you know.
And Salina 3-1. They beat Salina 3-1.
Yep.
We've seen some teams, about the same teams, actually.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of the same
even.
Opponents.
Looks like it's going to be a and barn burner.
Yeah, and you know, you just don't know what to expect.
Yeah,
as I mentioned before, you got on the headset there that our 4 losses have all been in games where we gave up where we gave the other team either five outs or walked a bunch of guys or something.
Yep.
And every one of those games, except for that big inning, we outscored every one of those teams the rest of the game except for that one big inning.
Yep.
So if we can eliminate that.
Yeah, we just got to keep our – I mean, earlier in the year we were playing absolute mistake-free baseball and doing a great job of winning. And then we started making some mistakes. We just got to get over that and hope we play a clean game tonight. We'll take our chances.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the battle here.
Yep.
Looks like we're about ready for the introductions. We're going to go back for some commercials, and we'll be back here after the national anthem. We'll see you in a little bit.
Officials for tonight's game, behind the plate.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Miracle Lanes in Fort Recovery, offering bowling, family fun, and a place for the community to gather. Hey, Harry Carey, tell us more.
Hey, they've got lanes for parties and celebrations and open bowling on the weekend. In the kitchen, it's wings, pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and subs, plus a pizza wing and salad bar buffet every Friday at lunch. For more information, the number's 419-375-4274.
We thank Miracle Lanes and Fort Recovery for their support of the Tribe 107.3. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Cooper Farms, family-owned and operated since 1938. With locations in Mercer, Dark, Van Wert, and Paulding counties, Cooper Farms produces a wide variety of turkey, ham, and chicken products, along with table eggs and liquid eggs distributed across North America. They're also proud to give back through community initiatives right here in Northwest Ohio. Learn more at cooperfarms.com. Thanks to Cooper Farms for supporting local athletics and the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3. Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is supported by Hull Brothers Case IH, serving farmers and families for more than 125 years. Located in Fort Recovery, Hull Brothers offers new and used tractors from Case IH and Kubota, plus parts and service to keep your equipment running strong. They also carry mowers and outdoor gear from Grasshopper, Cub Cadet, and Toro. Learn more at hullbros.com or call 419-375-2827. Thanks to Hull Brothers for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LPFM comes from Gruby Auctioneering.
Licensed and bonded in both Ohio and Indiana, Adrian Gruby conducts farm, real estate, coins, and collectible auctions, live, online, and simulcast. He's also a licensed real estate agent with Lakeshore Realtors, helping guide clients through each step of buying or selling a home. More information is available at grubyauctioneering.hybid.com or by calling 419-305-9202.
We thank Gruby Auctioneering for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LPFM.
Tonight's coverage of the Hometown Huddle is supported by Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery. Open Tuesday through Saturday, they serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner with homemade soups and pies on the weekday lunch menu. On weekends, enjoy steak and chicken dinners, and catering is also available. For more information, call 419-375-4888. Thanks to Brick Street Tavern for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 is provided by Reasoner Energy Products and Coldwater, installing and servicing products from Train HVAC, Generac Generators, and Mitsubishi Electric Ductless Systems. Reasoner Energy Products is proud to support community growth through quality service and local commitment. Learn more by visiting their location at 445 Hardin Street in Coldwater or online at ReasonerEnergyProducts.com. Their phone number is 419-678-4858.
We thank Reasoner Energy Products for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is provided in part by Wabash Communications. Serving West Central Ohio and Eastern Indiana, Wabash provides internet, phone, and TV services along with technology solutions for local businesses. Local support is available 24/7 for homes and businesses. Learn more at wabash.com or call 419-942-1111. Thanks to Wabash Communications for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Recovery Insurance.
Hi, we're back here in Fort Recovery getting ready for some MAC baseball here.
Yes, sir.
It's going to be the Versailles Tigers coming to town here tonight. Indians still tried to cling to that one loss in the MAC.
Yes, and we got to try to just keep that there.
And we got to keep it right there, buddy. So tonight's a big one here against the Tigers. Yep. And then tomorrow night, somehow, we got to go to Rockford and pick up that victory there.
Yeah, somehow we got to do that, too.
We got to score some runs. And Parkway's got us down by three, I think. And
yep.
We got about four at-bats to get that back. We got to come back, and we win this one first. So.
Yep, one at a time.
That's exactly right.
Sales coming in with 14-7 record. Nice team. 3-2 in the MAC. So
always solid.
They're always going to be solid.
Always solid. And these names that we see on their score in the book.
See them a lot, don't we?
Man, I tell you, those guys, the Magatos and Francis
Bergman.
And the Bargies and the Bergmans. And, you know, those names are all Verzale's names. And seems like we see them all the time.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
When we face these guys. So
we got big 4-4 on the mound tonight.
Yep, Garks is on the mound here for the Indians tonight. The Indians took care of business Tuesday night against the Knoxville Rangers, 17-2. You know, that I listened to that game. Spencer, you did a good job on that game the other night. You and JB. It was one of those games where it was close early, and then we just kind of took over the lead. Yeah. So
they had a number of errors. They did what we've done in the four games that we've lost. They just didn't. The hot corner had a couple of bad hops and a couple of bad plays. Third baseman and shortstop made some errors. They end up with 10 errors. Several of them are, after you bobble it, you pick it up and throw it over the first baseman's head. So you got two errors on that deal. So
we're getting ready for first pitch here tonight. Carson Bergman steps to the plate. He's going to face the senior, Alex Garkey. First pitch coming in.
There
first pitch taken
one.
First drive.
Atta boy. Good start. All right, now we go.
This baby's underway. Second pitch, curveball.
Oh, might have went.
Looking down, the umpire says, no, he did not go.
Nope.
Yep.
Pretty good check swing. Held
close.
On to it.
Pretty close.
It was right there.
Yep.
Sam DeLand, he's on deck here for the Tigers.
Sam DeLand.
Here comes a 1-1. That's a fastball right down the heart.
Good looking pitch.
Yep.
Hard at the knees. Tough to hit. Keep her there all day.
He's going to get a crooked one here, Fee.
Alex, I like it.
Yeah, he's going to get a crooked one coming in here right now. Comes the pitch.
He did.
And the curveball,
and
he's
going
to be setting him down. So the first guy come up, goes down swinging, and that's out number one.
Good start for Alex. Indians look like they got Caden Holman at third base. Posties at short.
McCain to second, yeah.
And then Big Luke, Fortcamp down at first. Outfield is Hayden Seifring, Reese Swindle, and Anthony Reisner. Solid defense.
There's a ground ball down to Caden. Pretty good candy hop. Caden comes up, fires over to Big Luke. Right on the old numbers, exactly where the first baseman wants it. And that's going to be two up, two down.
I like that one pitch at bat. That's a good deal.
Yep. First. First baseman loves those babies that are coming right in his chest. Coming hard right in my chest.
Yep. You throw it in my chest, I'll catch it all day.
You betcha. All right, with two away here in the top of the first. Garks, nobody on. Throws the first pitch in there to Ryan Treon.
Treon, a little low.
Third baseman for the Tigers. Another junior. They got a lot of sophomores and juniors.
Yeah.
They got five seniors on their squad
this year.
That's
a good pitch.
Second pitch comes in there for a strike. Evens the count at ones. No score here early in the old ball game. Just getting her underway. There's a good cut.
Good swing.
Back to the fence. Strike two. Red Bears take two out of three from the old Rockies.
From the Rockies. We're happy about that.
Might have got outscored, but we took two out of three.
Yep. Had a bad day yesterday.
I think that's
that wasn't good.
Six straight series that they've won, maybe.
They're hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say maybe.
Brody was heading for the dugout on that one.
That curveball came back over his duck head
and
called it an inside pitch. 2-2 pitch coming right there. That one's a little high.
Just a little high.
Makes it 3-2. Right Beautiful sunny day here in Fort.
Is.
There is a high chopper. Oh,
shoot it.
Caden, that's going to be a tough throw. And he does.
Got it.
Wow, what a play
nice
by Caden
play,
Hellman.
Caden.
Wow.
A high hopper that he had the sky for.
Big time.
Comes down and shoots one over, gets him by half a step at first base, and that was some stellar D from our third baseman
done.
Here in the top of the first inning. Three up, three down. Two put outs by Caden Hellman at the third base spot. And we'll go to the bottom of the first. No score here in the fort.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Recovery Insurance Agency Incorporated. As an independent agency, Fort Recovery Insurance works with providers like Buckeye State Mutual, Nationwide, Progressive, Indiana Farmers, Donegal, Ohio Mutual, Acuity, Safeco, and Hagerty, offering insurance options for vehicles, homes, farms, life, and health. We thank Fort Recovery Insurance Agency for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Gilbert Station Bar and Grill in Burkittsville.
They offer a relaxed place to gather with wings, spank burgers, and certified Angus beef steaks on the menu. It's a family-friendly restaurant and sports bar where people from around the area stop in for a meal or meet up with friends. More information and their full menu are available on their Facebook page.
That's Gilbert Station Bar and Grill in Burkittsville. Proud supporters of the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Kalp Pharmacy.
Kalp Pharmacy is a full-service provider of pharmacy and durable medical equipment services, serving communities in western Ohio and eastern Indiana. They hold the gold seal of approval for home care from the Joint Commission, reflecting compliance with recognized...
Hey, we're back here at the Battlegrounds. Leading off for the Indians will be, as always, number 99,
Reese Wendell.
Get her going here, Nines. Get her going.
Come on, Nines. Get us started. Popped up. Foul by.
We're sitting on the curve just a little.
Yeah, he's just a little slow.
Yep.
It. Reese's been pretty good at leadoff. Get the table started. A little high. Evens count, one ball, one strike.
Who's on the mound there? Bergman boy for him?
Ian Bergman.
Yep. Ian Bergman, the pitcher for the Tigers.
Yep. There's a ground ball. Deep is short. Going to be a tough play for the shortstop. He
really
comes up
hard
with
out.
It, but he ain't going to get him.
Yeah.
I'm going to give him a base hit on that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that was in the hole, and he got his mitt on it, and it popped out of his mitt as he was coming up to throw. And
yes, sir.
Given 99 speed, easy.
Going to have
base
a hard
hit.
Time getting him.
Yep. Yep.
That brings Colson Post to the plate. Number one.
The shortstop, number one, Colson Post.
Colson, another one of the seniors on the team. 11 of them the Indians have.
We got our share.
We got a bunch. Oop, tried to bunt. Bunted her foul. Got under just a little bit there.
Yeah, popped him right over the umpire and the catcher.
Third baseman's coming hard. Looks down at the sign. See what's happening here. See if old 99 is going to take off or we're going to bunt one. Ooh, he's jiggling around down there. Pitcher throws over. Back in plenty of time.
You know, we love how watching Reese.
Oh, he's good.
His workers, but
he's good at that.
I bet Coach Ink just lays awake at night once in a while when he's over there jitterbugging.
He is gone. And there's a ball low, throw down.
Dead meat.
He is dead. Out at second base. That is 2-4 for now.
Well, Pusty pulled back because the ball was inside.
Yeah.
And he took it as a ball. And with Reese's speed, it takes a pretty good gun down there to throw him out.
Yeah,
by golly, they had it.
Perfect throw. Yeah, it was a perfect throw. Ball out. One away here. Bottom of one. No score. Called ball three. Nope, strike. Two balls, two strikes. Colson's got a battle here. Get him a hit. Get us going again. Sit down, Colson.
Took all.
Did he call it? No, he didn't call it strike three. Nope.
I thought it was strike.
I thought it was, too. Three balls, two strikes. Ball four. I don't know. I think it was 10 balls. I'm not sure what happened there.
I have no idea, but I swear to God he called that a strike.
I thought so, too.
Usually when you get your arm out and you point.
We got a runner on. That is a base on balls. We'll just put one down beside that. K's.
You know, all right, Luke. Yeah.
Ooh. Throw over close.
Man.
Posted. Just got back in time.
Yakers.
That was close.
Benny saying, hey, half a step cat. Left. Half a step left, say Posty.
Yeah. Pretty good lead again. Strike call. No balls in a strike on Big Luke. Looky, the Indians' big first baseman. Having a great year so far.
Mm-hmm.
Big lead. Oh, my. That looked a little low to me. But
looked low and inside.
Yeah. That didn't look too good. All right, 7-7. You got a battle now. No balls, two strikes, one out. Need a big old base hit here. Get it going. Called strike three.
Wow.
Huh.
Never took the bat off his shoulders there.
Yeah, just kind of stood there. Struck out looking. Second out of the inning, that brings Alex Skarke to the plate, the pitcher.
Batting practice, he put about five of them over the fence, over the fence out there.
Well, the wind's blowing out again tonight.
It is blowing out. It'll help you.
Alex also did a bunch of them over the fence.
Well, batting practice is a little different.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Come on, Force. Takes ball one. Two outs here, bottom of the first. And he's got a runner at first, Colson Post. Throw over, not in time. Big 4-4.
Popcorn good again today, Davey?
Popcorn's fantastic.
Good. As always.
Good popcorn.
Perfect amount here. Of grease on it. Butter.
Yep. Come on, 4-4. Help yourself here. Oh, just missed that one.
Mm-hmm.
Fouls good. It straight back.
That was a good cut.
That was a good cut. He got in there just a little bit there. He's close to squaring that up.
Nice level swing. That was a...
Yep. One ball, one strike.
Hits that on the old squares there.
Come on, Alex. There goes the runner. Ball is high. Throw down. He's dead again. Oh, nope. He got away with that one.
Snuck
safe.
In there on the right side of the bag.
Yep. Yeah, snuck his hand in, I think.
Yeah, great slide by
Ball
Hosty.
Definitely beat him there.
Yeah, kid's got a cannon.
Yep. Kid has definitely got a cannon behind the plate.
Well, we've tested him out.
Now we got a guy in scoring position here, Garks. One time, baby.
Yep.
On deck, we got Ian McCain. He'd like to bat this inning, I guarantee you. Just a little foul. Just missed it again. He's
right
close,
on it.
Calvi. I tell you what.
He's right on it.
He's got a great swing going. Just got a timer up. Square up. Watch it fly. Two balls, two strikes, two away here in the bottom of one. There's a liner over the shortstop's head.
Come on, Posty.
Colson's
Come on,
coming
Posty.
Around third. He's heading for home. He's going to be in easy. Indians are on the board.
Nice big boy, Garks.
RBI single.
Man, that was a nice at bat. He reached down and got that curveball and popped that baby over that shortstop's head. That was really pretty.
Did a great job.
See some track team boys coming in.
They're looking for ice cream.
Yep. Now they got the batting helmet ice cream tonight.
Oh, yeah. They're ready again.
The second baseman, number 15.
That brings Ian McCain to the plate. Alex Garkey with a big old RBI single to left field.
It's about that time of the year where we got to get some stats on our boys.
Yeah, we do need some. Ooh, that's trouble.
Oh, that's gonna
going
to be hard
get going,
to get.
Get going, get going. Nice
oh,
catch.
Oh, nice hustle by the right fielder.
Nice running
great
catch
play.
By the right fielder. That is a fly out to number 9 for the third out of the inning.
I didn't think he had a chance getting
but
that
But in the inning,
ball.
The Indians get a run on one hit, leave one man on base. After one complete, Indians lead it 1-0.
What's that gap? For the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Sight Fuel in Fort Recovery. Right on the corner of Fort Sight Street and State Route 49, Fort Sight Fuel is your local stop for top-tier gasoline and ultra-low sulfur diesel. It's self-serve, open 24/7, and their pumps take all the major credit cards. Easy and convenient. day or night.
We thank Fortsight Fuel for their support of the Tribe 107.3. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Kalp Pharmacy.
Kalp Pharmacy is a full-service provider of pharmacy and durable medical equipment services, serving communities in Western Ohio and Eastern Indiana. They hold the gold seal of approval for home care from the Joint Commission, reflecting compliance with recognized standards of care. Learn more at kalppharmacy.com. The phone number for pharmacy services is 800-686-2314. The phone number for durable medical equipment is 419-375-7007.
We thank Kalp Pharmacy for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC-LP.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is brought to you in part by Fowler Mechanical in Fort Recovery. With more than 20 years of experience, they provide heating, air conditioning, and plumbing services throughout the area. You can reach them at 419-375-2410 or learn more at fowlermechanical.com. Thanks to Fowler Mechanical for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's sports coverage on the Tribe 107.3.
All right, back here in Fort Recovery, getting ready for the top of the second inning. Indians on top with one run in the bottom half of the first.
We got
nicely
one.
Done by Big V.
Yep,
now get us a goose egg here. Gark's back on the mound. He's going to face 3-4-5. Take that back. 4-5-6. Going to be Colin Francis, Ian Bergman, and Blake Monin. First three batters here for the Tigers.
Tigers coming in with a 14-7 record.
We haven't seen Garks on the mound. You know, it was a cold water game.
Yeah.
It was a week ago.
Been a week ago.
And he was fantastic there early. He had one bad freaking inning.
Yeah,
and then we battled back, and it was
He did a great job recovering.
7-5, 8-5, something like
yeah.
that.
7-5, I think. 8-5. Oh, they had a home run, yeah. So we made it 8-5.
Francis goes down on strike swinging.
Attaboy.
Garks with back to bat inning, getting that first out with a K burger.
First guy. Yeah, he did a nice job of battling back after that big inning.
He sure did. He sure did.
He could have hung his head and called her quits, but he didn't. Came back strong and had a great finish.
That was 8-5 against Coldwater. Remember that Deuce boy hit that home run?
Yep.
I found the ball on the way home. Nobody went out and got it. Yeah, I got the ball and threw to my dog. It's no longer a ball.
It's chewed to pieces.
Well.
We could bring it in when they hit.
And get some great spin on it right now.
Yeah,
I tell you that.
And get a weird changeup.
Yep.
Here comes the 0-2. Swung on and fouled back in the parking lot.
All right, now we go.
That's going to get the Fort Recovery radio car.
No, it isn't.
Doink.
Better not. It's a long way out there. I think I'm eight cars deep down there.
Eight
there.
Deep?
Yep.
0-2 again.
Oh,
curveball.
That's a good pitch.
And
there.
That was beautiful.
Absolutely froze him there, Kevin.
Yep.
Two up, two down. Two K-burgers in this inning.
I like to start.
V, we got a... publicly apologize. I understand we made an umpire mad.
Yeah, we made him mad.
We got a guy mad at us at Minster, and we kind of heard through the grapevine, but he understands you and I are rooting for one team and one team only.
We're always going to cry when everything's close and don't go.
We certainly
didn't mean anything bad about it.
Didn't want to put anybody
down.
He's a great umpire, and we love him.
Good guys.
Even if he did miss that call.
Yeah, I talked to his wife.
So here we go again.
I talked to his wife out at Lumberyard, and she said, he was disappointed. And I said, well, he surely knows we don't mean anything by it.
But, yeah.
Hey, quick how about that?
That's the way to
three up, three down, all K-burgers.
K-burgers I like. Yes,
that's four of them out of 6 outs, and that is a pretty good inning. That's about as good as you can get for a pitcher.
Yes, sir.
We got 1.5 in the books. Indians on top, one zip.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe, 107.3, is supported by The Tin Cupboard at 105 South Wayne Street in Fort Recovery. The Tin Cupboard is a local coffee shop and deli offering soups, sandwiches, salads, and wraps, plus homemade pies and hand-dipped ice cream. They also feature weekly take-and-bake meals and a full line of catering services for events and party trays. For details, call 419-375-3034 or visit their social media. Thanks to the Tin Cupboard for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3.
Hey, we're back here. LaFever Complex here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Leading off of the Indians will be the third baseman, Caden Homan. Had a couple nice plays there in the first inning.
A couple tough plays.
Yeah, one made him look good. One was a big time play.
And great throws. Not only great fielding.
Okay. Get it started here.
Great throws.
He takes ball two. Two balls, no strike.
Well, the last time we put his butt at third base, he had just threw 100 pitches about 2 days before that.
Yeah. That ball's hit hard, but right at the center fielder. Drifting back, and he's got it. Hit that ball pretty good, Kevin.
Yeah, actually, he got squared up on that pretty dang nice, and it was a little elevated ball right in his wheelhouse, really.
F. All right. We got no pens at work.
I heard.
There we go. F. Eight.
Coach Hank said, that was a little high. He said, yeah, it was in the batter's eye. It was perfect.
Brody Hart's your hitter. Brody, Indians catcher. He's been absolutely fabulous all year.
That's a tough spot to fill.
It is.
And he's done well at it.
He has. We've had some good ones in the past year.
Mm-hmm.
There's a ground ball deep in the hole. It's short. Shortstop's got it, but he ain't going to get it.
Another base hit.
That's a base hit.
That it would have been great.
He'd have had to have an absolute perfect throw from his knees.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't think he was going to get him if he fielded it clean.
Yep.
The left fielder.
Third hit for the Indians.
It would have been fun to see Garrett Fowler play his all 4 years. Remember he got hurt?
That still kills me.
That kid, that young man now, he was a catcher. And he had some injuries and –
Play in Columbus. He slid in third base. First weekend. There's a
base hit. Oh, yeah, that's baby. It was perfect.
That a boy. Hayden Seifring with a base hit.
Get back. Ooh, thank God that throw was
high. A little high.
Brody made a huge turn coming around second.
Yep.
Didn't think anybody was covering third, and the third baseman had dove. The shortstop had dove.
Yep.
Third baseman back over to third, and Brody had to hightail it back.
Coming to the plate. The DH tonight.
Two on, one out. The designated hitter, number 11.
Yeah, Garrett is. First games we had in the start of our season, he slid into third base.
Just cold.
Destroyed his leg.
Yeah.
And that was it for him for the season.
Is that when Riggs came in?
Actually, Cody Shinneberry.
Oh, yeah,
took over that year.
Right. Yep. Yep.
Did a pretty good job, too.
Yep.
I give the young man a lot of credit.
He
came in and said,
did a very
I'll do
good
it,
job.
Coach. We had Twaitsey. That was Twaitsey's senior year. Got beat by Coldwater.
That was such a tough job for Riggs to come in and try to catch those curveballs.
Oh,
sweet mother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's tough for anybody.
And then Garrett came back the next year, his senior year, and that was COVID year. And they canceled season.
Yeah.
We had a great team that year, too.
Yep, we did.
Doggone it, that hurt. All right, Grant, come on, baby. Two balls, one strike. Here's the pitch. Grant hits a pop over the shortstop's head. Second baseman will get the guy at first, but we'll move the runners up.
Yeah, he tried to make a swipe tag, Garrett.
Yeah, tried to get him there, but he missed him.
And he, Hayden was...
That's a...
Squirted past him quick enough.
4-3 for the second out of the inning.
But it did move him up.
Got him over.
We got both of them in scoring position. Now we need a big base hit at a 9-9. Who had a base hit his last time up and got picked off stealing second?
This is kind of where we want to be in the lineup, isn't it?
I like this. Yeah.
And again, the bottom of the lineup.
You got to like our opportunities.
Set the table and let's see if we can't clear it right here. Big 9-9.
We'll take two more here in the bottom of the second, won't we?
Yeah, absolutely. A little base hit here. One ball, no strikes, two outs here in the bottom of the second. Indians lead 1-0. There's a strike.
Good pitch right there from
one
Burton.
Ball, one strike. 9-9 says, no, I don't want no curveball. I want a fastball.
Yeah, throw me that curveball.
I want the fast one, and I'm going to drill it. Here's the pitch. Line drive foul.
ball down the line. Just a little ahead of that one, Calvin.
He was sitting on that fastball and
he
just
was.
couldn't wait long enough to.
The thing looked like a beach ball coming in there.
Yeah, and he wanted to squirt it up, too.
He sure did. Ball high.
Good eye.
Evens the count, 2 balls, 2 strikes here, 2 outs in the inning. We got a couple of runners on. We don't want to leave them on. We got to get them in.
Scoring every inning, maybe. That should be pretty good, especially if we get some crooked numbers.
There's a pitch. Swing and a miss.
Oh. Got him on the curve. Mm.
Got him on the curve. In the inning, Indians get a couple hits. No runs. Leave a couple on base. After two complete, they still lead it. 1-0.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales is located on State Route 49 South and carries a variety of new and used farm equipment, including tractors, skid steers, hay tools, tillage and harvesting equipment. You'll find brands like Ferris, Kloss, Great Plains, Salford BVI, Artsway, New Holland, and more. They offer parts and service to keep farm and rural equipment running smoothly. You can learn more at kltractorsales.com.
Thank you to K&L Tractor Sales for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is brought to you in part by BU Floral and Apparel in downtown Fort Recovery. From birthdays and weddings to graduations and anniversaries, they have flowers for every occasion. They also create custom school gear with screen printing, embroidery, and designs to show your hometown pride. Thanks to BU Floral and Apparel for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3. Let's go, Indians!
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Strolls Appliance and Electronics, located at 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland, Indiana.
Strolls are a local dealer for GE and Hot Point Appliances and also carries Radio Shack Electronics. They've been serving the community with appliance service and support for 85 years. More information is available at Stroll Appliance or by calling 260-726-7136.
We thank Strolls Appliance and Electronics in Portland for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
All right, back here in Fort Recovery, getting ready for the top of the third inning here. And first pitch comes in there right on the money for strike one against the number 7 batter, Damian Bargy.
Bargy
Magato and, boy, I'm going to have to look that name up,
Koopman?
Koopman, the way it looks. There is a weak ground ball up the middle, right under Postie's glove. That was a tailor-made ground ball for any shortstop. And
yeah, I believe. That's an error.
He was ready to throw that baby over there before he had it. So
yeah,
first baseman.
First
guy gets on now for Zales.
Can't let that turn into.
The left fielder,
Yeah,
I think with the number 8 hole guy up, he's going to try to get him over to second here, get him in scoring position for the top of his lineup. Squares bunt, lays one down right in front, and Caden's going to push it out, and everybody's safe.
Yep.
Caden charging hard, comes up, pushes it with his glove, and it just kind of goes right out in front of him. And
thought he was going to scoop it, but didn't.
Well, in the end, both guys are safe, so that's a base hit.
Pretty good bunt.
It was a good bunt by Magato.
Got to come hard now.
So runners at first and second, and that brings up Noah Koopman.
The designated hitter number 12, Noah Koopman.
Left-handed hitter for the Tigers.
We'll
runners at first and second. Nobody out. First pitch in there a little bit low for a ball.
Man, can't let their bottom of the order get stuff started.
Yeah, we always like it when ours does.
Yep, yeah. Get a double play here.
We need a double play. It'd be great.
Takes a whiff at that one. Fouls it off of, I think, Brody's knee.
Might have got off Brody's knee.
Umpire going to go out.
Yeah, jumped out there. Yeah. Usually they do that when somebody gets hit.
And it wasn't them.
And it wasn't them, yeah. The catcher usually takes off when it's them.
Yep.
Well, we got to get an out here.
preferably third base would be nice.
Yeah, ground ball down the Caden, he step on the bag, get that leadoff guy.
Get that leadoff guy. That'd be big. Big left-hander.
Margie at second. Back at toe at first. Nobody out. Cooping the batter. There is a weak ground ball, and that's going to go. Oh, nice job by Ian McCain. Ian scoops that up. Garks wasn't going to make it in time. Ian goes over, tags him before he reaches first base. He does move the runners to second and third.
Yep.
Kind of a sacrifice, but...
yeah, he got it done anyhow.
He'll go down four unassisted.
Yep. Fort Camp tried to get there
one.
Get the play, but he couldn't make it. Worked out just fine.
So now runners at second and third, one out. And we roll to the top, Carson Bergman.
Moving everybody in.
He's showing his butt right off the bat. And he swings it back, takes a late swing, and that's going to be strike one.
A little behind that one, wasn't he, Fee?
Yes, sir. He was chasing that one a little bit.
Curveball. He sits on it. That's going to be a fair ball. Just over the outreach of Caden Holman. Caden Seifrink's going to come up with it. And he's going to keep the runner at first. But in that nice at bat by Carson Bergman, he's going to bring in Bargie and Magato to make it a 2-1 favor for the Versailles Tigers here in the top half of the third.
Well, no, you throw a ball
I
by
thought
a guy,
Caden had
I would throw another fastball.
The shortstop, number 25.
He blew that first pitch by him and then threw the curveball and he hung it right.
Yeah, put it right there in the old cabbage patch, and he took care of business. So base hit single, two big RBIs. Hit. Nice cut right there by DeLand, and that goes foul back to the screen for strike one. This was the inning that Garks fell into a little bit of trouble there against Coldwater. But we didn't help him here this inning.
By no means. One under the glove of Posty, one under the glove of Caden, and one over the glove.
Yeah, for sure should be two outs. There's no doubt about it. That kid wouldn't have bunted had you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right.
Runner at first. Here comes the pitch. That's a line drive. That's going to fall in out there in front of Hayden Seifrink, and he's going to fire into second base. Keep him right there. So three base hits in this inning so far for the Tigers. They got two across the plate. DeLand goes to first now, and then Bergman, he's now over at second, and that brings up Ryan Treon.
Couple line drives here, Cappy.
Third baseman number 10, Ryan.
They're picking him up a little bit.
Man, just got to battle back.
Shake it off and get back out of here. We'll get you now.
That is swung on. Hit out towards right center field. Looks like Reese has got a play on it. Puts it in his glove, fires into the midfield. And now we got a chance to get this guy at second, and he's going to slide in there safely.
Yep.
So the ball gets past the cutoff guy, gets past Posty, and he's got to stop that.
Boys, I don't know. That looked like they left early. The one that.
Well, I wasn't paying attention to that. Feet.
Man, he seemed to took off pretty quick.
We're two outs, right fielder number 14, Colin Francis.
Get this batter, and we don't have to worry about any more runs here.
Bergman ends up over at third. DeLand ends up with second.
No more
runs. Treon with a sacrifice. And there is a ground ball up the middle, and that's going to be a base hit. And that's going to score two more.
And we're throwing it around there a little bit.
Come on, guys. Man.
So Francis hits a ground ball perfectly up the middle, over the mound. Posty makes
there.
A dive for it, does get a glove on it. And
he scores from second.
And the kid scores from second. Two outs, he never slowed down.
Nope, he was going the whole way. Just enough bobble there.
This is another one of those innings where we're getting the runs.
These innings are killing us.
Yep. The only games we've lost, we've done exactly this.
Let's get it out
stop
here.
Right here.
Get it out here and hit.
So Francis now at first base. That pitch comes in for a strike. Four runs across the plate so far this inning. 4-1 lead now on the Fort Recovery Lumber
scoreboard. Wouldn't be surprised
scoreboard.
Try to take a steal here. No?
There's your out.
One hopper back.
Kirks gets that one back and takes her over and pops her in Fort Camp's glove for out number three. But in the inning, they do some damage.
Damage again.
They get four runs. I got four hits on them. Scoreboard's got three up there. But I think they got four runs on four hits. We got 2.5 in the books. It needs a trail now, 4-1.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe, 107.3 WFRCLP, is supported by Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage of Fort Recovery. For more than 25 years, they've served the area with waterway installation, building pads, demolition, septic system installation, and dirt and gravel hauling. You can reach Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage at 419-852-6655. We thank Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage for backing Fort Recovery Athletics and supporting community radio on the Tribe. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Aisha, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing budget differences. They also help adjust strategies and manage change because what worked before might not work tomorrow. Their focus is on understanding all the moving parts in your operation to keep everything balanced and on track. You can learn more at csgconsulting.us or call 419-852-4049 or 614-551-4631. Thank you, CSG Consulting, for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Hey, we're back here at the Battlegrounds. Leading off will be Colson Pose for the Indians, followed by Luke Fortcamp. And Alex Garkey. We need some runs.
Yeah, I'd like to get one or two back here this
inning. Absolutely. Let's get a couple back. Hit the ball hard somewhere and make them make plays.
This was an opportunity last inning. Had guys on. Couldn't get them in.
Halt strike. Look. Colson kind of double took that one, I think.
Yep.
Thought looked a little outside and maybe a little low. Swing fouled back. Just got under it a little bit.
That'll go over to the softball yard.
Bottom of three. Indians now trail at 4-1. Ooh.
Tough one to take, right?
Yes, it was.
Especially after he called us drive the last time. Yeah. Right there.
Yep.
Mercy.
Woo. He took her 2-2.
Lost my
fluffy
thing.
Hanging in there tough. I usually knock mine down about three times a game, dude.
Yeah.
Ball low.
Woo.
We got a full count. Come on. Colson anyway, baby.
Yep. And he's good with a walk if he gets one, but he loves to hit it.
Ball four. He's on. Base on balls again for Colson.
Here comes Big Luke.
Did the same thing in the first inning. Big Luke Fortcamp coming in. And he is due. He had a K looking. Took three pitches.
Yeah, never swung a bat last time.
A couple of them in his defense. A couple of them were a little shaky.
Yeah, I won't argue that.
Big man. Have to get down way too far to hit that ball. Colson, big lead. His throw over. Not in time.
He's got a nice move going over there.
Yeah, pretty quick going over to second, man. And we're taking a pretty big lead here.
Yep.
Everybody that's gotten on first so far has taken a pretty damn
got a pretty damn big lead, but lead. The throws down to second have been perfect. There's a line drive
there
in
go.
The left field.
Get past him.
Get by him. Center fielder's got it. He's going to throw it into the shortstop, but Colson's going to go from first to third, and we got something brewing here.
Now we go here, boys. Now we go.
I like it. Nice job.
That's pretty hit right there by Fortcamp.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Hit it hard.
About 20 feet high going over second base.
Alex Garkey coming up.
I think we're
going to
hit a runner.
So. Yeah, probably are.
Yep.
Put a little speedster in out there for big sevens.
On Tuesday, Alex went 0-for, but they didn't really need him.
Just about. Alex Garkey just about clobbered. He ran by him when he was getting ready to swing.
Practice swing?
Yeah.
That wouldn't be good.
That would not be good. I'm not thinking I'd want him to take a full swing with me and standing in front of it. Come on, Fours. Let's get him in here.
Alex Garkey.
Ian's a tough little booger, especially I've watched him wrestle a couple of times, and, man, he's tough, but he ain't tough enough to take a baseball bat.
Baseball bat's a little tougher.
Not many of us are.
No, not too many people are going to take on a baseball bat. Come on, Fours. We got him at first and third. There goes – no. Popped up.
Get
it's
out of here.
It's going to be foul.
Yep, not even chasing.
Yep, we're a third base dugout.
Reese Lefevre made an attempt, I thought, maybe to steal second, but then stopped.
We're some jittery boys down there at first base.
We are.
Get the jumpies.
We're jumping all over the place.
Get the jumpies.
Get set and go.
Yep.
Got a pretty big lead again. Come on, Garks. There he goes.
Nope.
Ball's in the dirt.
And
bounces.
Up.
Catch
and
it. Find it. He stopped, but then he went on down. We got him a second and third now. I don't care how we do it.
Took him 41 seconds.
Long,
get down the second base.
And they still didn't get him out.
Start.
Yeah.
And we'll go.
What are we doing? Start.
All right.
Another base hit for the Indians. That's five.
Big hit here. Come on.
Oh, very high.
Fly ball. Left field.
Posty's going to tag.
Yep. Yep.
Posty's coming in. Coach says go. We got to run back.
They're going to give that run.
Makes it 4-2.
We ain't going to get him out.
Olson scores for the second time. He's got both runs. Reese Lefevre will stay right where he's at. That is a sacrifice fly for the first out of the inning.
What did
Ian McCain to the plate. Ian had fly out to the right fielder last time. Hit the ball pretty well.
Oh, yeah. That one should have dropped in there.
It was
made
close
a great
to dropping.
Play.
Nice play by the right fielder.
He's the right fielder.
The line too.
Yeah, he's playing closer to the line and in.
Yep. He's down. Darren didn't hit that same shot.
He's thinking, you're going to hit this back-to-back same shots.
A little high there. Nice pitch. We'll take it. Ball one.
Bergman a little disappointed in that call right there. I think he thought that was a strike. And
yep. I think he was, too.
Saw a stat today.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Whoa, I thought that was inside.
Hmm.
Makeup call.
One ball, one strike?
Probably not. But
so the MLB implemented the ABS rule. You know, you can
tap your helmet.
Tap your helmet. Yep.
How many challenges do you think there were so far in the season now that we're at the last day of April? How many challenges? Oh,
it's a ground ball to shortstop. Over to first. Got him. Nice play by the shortstop.
Didn't move him to third. But
yeah.
We got him moved to third. Reese. And that brings up Caden Holman. Caden, we got to help out your pitcher here. Drive one in.
Yes, sir.
I would guess. Oh, God. What is it? How many can you have a game? You can have two?
I think you can get unlimited as long as you keep getting them right.
Right.
1,000. I'm going to say 1,000. It's 32 teams.
That's a bunch of teams.
30 apiece. One a day.
I'd say six out of them.
1,850-something. I couldn't believe it.
I liked it. So, I kind of like it.
It's ended some ball games already. I've seen it end ball games.
Yeah. Get there. Oh, my. I'm not sure what that was. It was off of a foot?
It sounded like it was off of a mitt.
I thought it was off like a catcher's foot. And it shot straight out.
Yep.
Which would have been a live ball. Now, if it's off the umpire, then what's that?
I'd say it's got to be a dead ball.
That would be dead.
Danged if I know.
No balls, no strikes.
Shot straight back here. That's a ball.
Yep.
Three balls, no strikes on the Indian third baseman. Kate
Come on
Holman.
Here, Ten. Come on here, kid.
If you feel it, Big Ten, drive it in. We got to drive a run in here.
He's
we
had
can't
a couple of
on base.
Nice plays in the field. Let's have a big hit right here.
That's a good pitch. I'd take that one, too.
Yep.
He'd taken all the way.
Yeah,
no
three
doubt.
Balls, no
yep,
strikes.
Exactly
he's not.
Right.
He's not supposed to swing.
He did the other night.
Yes, he did.
Him on the radio.
Yeah.
Yep.
I did.
Yep.
Popped up foul. Shakes his head. He's a little mad at himself there. Just missed it.
He'll be okay.
We're close.
We got Brody on deck.
Brody is on deck.
So that's going to be another hit if we get this guy on.
Come on, Caden. Three balls, two strikes. Time call. Keep him thinking.
I'd like to get that run in. Get Reese Lefevre in there across the plate.
Oh, my, that'd be big. Get her down back to one. Strike foul.
Hanging, he's battling.
That a boy, Caden.
He had a great at bat at Minster. Remember, he battled, then finally got a hit.
Yes, sir. Big hit. Drove in a couple runs.
I think that was the one that was an 11-pitch at bat.
He's a great
at bat. Come on,
Tan.
Come on, baby. We got to get him in. Ground ball up the middle.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
a hit.
That
that's
baby.
A base hit. RBI single for Caden Homan. Great piece of hitting there.
Huge.
Big run nicely right there, Fee.
Nicely done. Another hit for the Indians. That makes number yep. six I got.
No, we gave them four runs in the top. It was really important that we
all
come
right.
back and get some.
Brody.
Yeah, you want to answer. When you do something like that, you
yeah,
want to come
answer
up
back.
And answer.
They did a good job here. They're answering.
Do what you got to do, and they did it.
Let's keep it up here. There's a strike to Brody Hart.
Brody Hart can put a charge in one if Caden he
down at first.
Squares
oh, yeah.
one up.
I don't know. Do you hit and run here just for the heck of it?
Ooh, that is hit well.
Right at the center fielder.
Man.
I think he's got it.
Man.
The third out.
That's
of
twice
stretch.
He's done that tonight.
But in the end.
Ball.
Get a two-spotter.
We got a couple runs on a couple of hits. Left a man on base. After three complete, it is now Versailles Tigers 4, Indians 3.
Got a barn burner.
We do.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Wendell's Barbecue at the St. Joe store.
Wendell's Barbecue is open Tuesday through Saturday and serves pizzas, gourmet burgers, smoked brisket, pulled pork creations, and hand-cut fries. Also features daily food specials, offers catering for events of all sizes, and operates a mobile food truck that appears at locations around the area. Find more on the Facebook page or call 419-375-4074.
We thank Wendell's Barbecue at St. Joe for supporting community radio on the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP. Support for the Hometown Huddle, the Tribe 107.3 FM, comes from B&D Contracting Incorporated, serving the region for over 30 years. B&D Contracting specializes in custom-built homes, along with remodeling, commercial and agricultural construction, and Sunward steel frame buildings. They focus on providing current building products and modern installation methods for each project. More information is available at bdcontractinginc.com or by calling 419-375-4855 or 419-234-2976. We thank B&D Contracting for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, the Tribe 107.3 FM.
All right, back here at the good old battlegrounds here in the fort.
Yes, sir.
We are getting ready for the top of the fourth inning.
Need a zero out of you, big fella.
Yeah, I got to get us a goose egg here. Got a couple early, and then they put a four spot on me in the last
Ooh,
inning.
Ooh, they did.
Going to be Blake Monin, Damian Bargie, and Reese Magato. First three batters here for the Versailles Tigers.
Let's get old 4-4 back on the track here.
Yep. He struck out four of the first six guys.
Yes, he
and
did.
And then didn't get a K the last inning, and they put eight batters
started
to the
– hit him a little bit.
Yeah. Showing bunt, pulls it back. I have no idea what he called it. He called a ball.
Mm-hmm.
That one swung on. Sky high. Posty needs to call it, and he does.
Posty says, it's mine. I got
And he puts her in the old level. So, P6, out number one. That brings up Damian Bargie to the plate. Bargie reached on an error the last time up and then came around to score. He started the inning off for him last
one
inning.
Out the seventh yep. quarter, number 16, Damian Bargie.
So, you got a kindergarten.
I got a big show tonight.
Gee, silly.
Delilah, big show. I'm going to have to sneak out of here about 6:25. Show starts 6:30.
She singer? They're singing,
ain't
they?
I don't know. They're probably singing, I'm sure.
Yeah, I bet they're singing.
Sold out, I'm sure.
I guarantee it. Standing room only.
Standing room only.
There's a ground ball down
attaboy,
to our third baseman.
Down,
he comes up.
Throw.
Crew hops,
That's
fires.
How you do it.
Over to first and a nice play by Caden Homan.
That is the way you do it. Watch the ball in his glove.
Textbook.
Fired her over.
Textbook 5-3.
Like it. Two down.
Yep, that brings up Reese Magato.
Let's get this kid and get in and hit.
Two outs.
Get that lead back.
Number 13, Reese Magato.
Number 13 for the Tigers. Sophomore.
Good
Takes
pitch.
First pitch strike right at the old kneecaps.
Good pitch. A couple more right there and we're done. Ooh-wee, that looked good.
Young sophomore turned and was thinking that might hit him in the rump, and it cut right back across the plate. One ball, one strike. There's the curveball that comes across the plate. What are you going to throw him here?
I'm going to throw heat right by him.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think he saw two curveballs, and he does.
Tough.
Gets a piece of it.
To hit. He did a nice job of getting a piece of it. He about had to kneel down and get that one.
Just tipped her back to the old screen.
All right, now we get him. Fastball just a little outside, maybe.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs. 4-3 ball game.
McSpence coming in with some high homemade ice cream.
Oh, man, look at that. Swinging a miss. And he's out.
And we got
So a nice job right there by Garks in the top half of the fourth. Goose egg on the board. We'll go to the bottom half of the fourth. Indians trail by one, 4-3. We'll be right back after this.
Support for the Hometown Huddle, the Tribe 107.3 FM, comes from B&D Contracting Incorporated, serving the region for over 30 years. B&D Contracting specializes in custom-built homes, along with remodeling, commercial and agricultural construction, and Sunward steel frame buildings. They focus on providing current building products and modern installation methods for each project. More information is available at bdcontractinginc.com or by calling 419-375-4855 or 419-234-2976. We thank B&D Contracting for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, the Tribe 107.3 FM. Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP comes from Meddler's Furniture in Portland and A Simple Touch located in downtown Fort Recovery.
These local businesses offer furniture and home decor from each business in both stores and are supporters of Fort Recovery Team Sports. Contact A Simple Touch at 419-375-5306 or shopasimpletouch.com and Meddler's Furniture at 260-726-4570 or meddlersfurniture.com.
We thank A Simple Touch and Meddler's Furniture for supporting our baseball broadcasts on Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle coverage on the Tribe, 107.3 WFRCLP, is made possible by Top Wrench in Fort Recovery. From routine maintenance to engine work, brakes, and diagnostics, Top Wrench keeps your vehicle running smoothly. You'll find them at 110 South Wayne Street in Fort Recovery or reach them at 419-375-4617. Thanks to Top Wrench for supporting local athletics and powering community radio on the Tribe 107.3, a nonprofit station.
Seaford. We're back here at the battlegrounds. We're going to the bottom of the fourth. Indians trail 4-3. Looks like the Tigers got a new pitcher on the mound. Sam DeLand, I believe is his name. Got a couple other defensive moves, but
yep.
We don't really care.
Nope.
Yep.
Hayden Seaford's your hitter. Hayden, swing and a miss. Base hit last time up.
Ice cream pretty good, isn't it, Davey?
That real good. We don't have to worry about it melting.
Well, mine's about 20 degrees almost out. Water here. No sun shining on it, so that helps.
Ooh, oh. Strike two called.
Looked a little low.
Did look a little low. I think he's a little not happy with that. Maybe a little disappointed. But Hayden just got to battle back. He did. Foul ball.
Stayed on that one.
Yes, he did. Steve Kirby behind the plate. Mitch Hine doing the field. There's a ground ball. Stay fair. Oh, very close.
Yep, right down the line.
Just about dusted the old line there. Good at bat. Still battling.
Yep, two strikes on him.
Hayden hanging
in there.
Hayden base hit last time up.
Comes kindergarten crowd.
Swinging them in.
Rolling in.
They're coming in.
Your wife's saving you a spot?
Yep, she's got a spot.
What's going on there?
I gotta leave it. 6:25.
Oh, yeah, they got to
make the show. Really big shoe. What did he do there? Struck out swinging?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, S is first out. Grant Forkamp comes to the plate. Grant grounded out the second baseman his last time up.
Come on, Grant. Get us going here.
Get us going here, Grant. We'll get to the top here. Get something fun happening. Atta boy. Stay off that high heat.
Now, that first inning, we got a couple of the guys in the bottom of the order on base, but couldn't get them in.
Yep. Oh, fooled him there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That was a pretty good curveball there.
Tried
makes count one ball, two strikes on Grant Fortkamp, the designated hitter tonight.
That was a 12-6er. Dropped off the table.
Yes, it did. He was swinging, and it wasn't halfway there yet. Line drive, base hit into right field. Attaboy, Grant. Grant's got something started. Attaboy.
Nice base hit right there by
Big
Grant Forkamp.
Piece of hitting. Attaboy.
Took that inside pitch and drove it down the
Indian seventh hit tonight.
Right field line.
With one on, one out. The center fielder, number 99.
We're back to the top of the lineup. Big 99. Reese Wendell coming to the plate. Had a base hit his first time up.
Get him on again.
That would be awesome. He struck out his last time up.
I was going to say, I think he went down on strikes his second time around.
On a big swing. I think it was a down low pitch, maybe. Very high.
Fly ball. Center fielder waiting on it. He's got it.
Maybe it was second. Every outfielder had a chance at
that. That is a big old fly ball. Two down in the inning.
One, Colson.
Colson Post comes to the plate.
Colson did some good for us last time up, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think we had two outs and still scored two runs.
Strike called at the knees or the ankles.
I think we get two strikes on Colson here. I got a feeling we'll see Grant take off.
Take off. I agree. See what happens. A lot of room out there, Colson. Popped up. That's going to be out of play, I believe.
Down the
Evers Hill line.
So what's going on here with the kindergarten?
Kindergarten, my granddaughter. We got us a big kindergarten play tonight.
Oh, play. Oh, that's awesome.
We got us a big play or a little show or whatever we're doing.
That's awesome.
I know Grandpa's supposed to be there at 6:25. Popped up. Left fielder's coming in, calling it. He's got it. For the third out of the inning, that's a fly out to number 7. In the inning. Indians get one run or no runs on one hit. Left a man on base after four complete. 4-3, Tigers.
The Tribe 107.3 is supported by Wangler Ace Hardware, located in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Family-owned for 5 generations, Wangler Ace Hardware provides a wide range of hardware, plumbing supplies, Milwaukee tools, Traeger grills, and custom paint. More information is available at 419-375-1084 or online at wanglerhardware.com.
Thank you, Wangler Ace Hardware, for supporting the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP comes from Pub 49 Bar and Grill, located in downtown St. Anthony, just north of Fort Recovery. Pub 49 is a locally owned and operated restaurant, open 7 days a week starting at 7 a.m., serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Their menu includes a variety of items such as chicken, pork chops, pizza, wings, ribs, and fish dinners. A pizza buffet is offered on Wednesdays at lunch and on Saturday evenings. Meals are available for dine-in or carry-out with a drive-through window for pickup orders. Catering service is also available for your special events. More information is available on the Pub 49 Facebook page. We thank Pub 49 for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
Welcome back. getting ready for the top of the fifth inning. Indians trail 4-3 here. Indians with three runs on seven hits. Tigers, four runs on four hits in our book.
Yes, sir.
Noah Koopman, the batter here. DH for the Tigers.
Close.
Takes a curveball for ball one.
That curveball he went around.
40, one ball, man. One strike. Look at him coming in.
Boy, that's big.
Ooh, nice pitch right there.
We're on good time, too.
Garks gets back on top. One ball, two strikes.
I can get another inning in.
Might have to park to the Dairy Queen and shuttle them in because a lot of baseball cars
baseball
out there.
Baseball cars, too.
Gets a piece of that one back to the screen. Comes off of Brody's glove, and umpire's going to walk out.
Walk him out again.
Give Brody a little time to. So, remember at Coldwater, we talked about them, and they had the strikes and the like the like they called the pitches from the dugout.
Oh, yeah.
We got that.
We do.
Yeah, Brady's got it.
Yeah, Brady has a.
We said we got to get that. Yeah, we got her.
But who's calling it? Is Brody just calling it, or
no? I think maybe sometimes Coach Hank, you know, they wants a certain pitch, and
I would think too.
Two balls, two strikes, nobody out here. Noah Koopman, the batter.
Ooh,
takes it on just a little outside.
Ooh,
I don't know
two
how
strikes
you take
on
that,
you. I don't
baby.
Know how you take that one.
Yeah, because the umpire's been
Good back there, pretty consistent,
like
I think.
Expanded strike zone, maybe.
Here comes the 3-2. Swing and a miss.
Oh, I don't. Did he foul it?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't think he touched it.
I think it hit his foot. Hurt the catcher's
so too,
foot again.
Pretty getting up. You know what out of him.
Mm-hmm. He definitely taking a little beating. Hang on to her this time, Brody. Let's get him.
Ground ball down to Caden.
Oh, that was not a very
tough one right there. Caden's going to try to backhand it, and that's going to be a leadoff base hit.
Yep, that was right down the line.
Yeah, he didn't have a chance to get in front of it, keep in front of him, but. Okay.
Gets down on one knee, tries to backhand that baby. It was a pretty hard shot.
Almost kind of tripped a little bit when he came down.
I don't know. I'm going to give him a base hit. I don't think he threw him out.
I don't think he could have got him either.
So, leadoff base hit. We roll back to the top to Carson Bergman.
Boy, I got to think of money again.
Yeah. Caden coming in.
Got to come charging if you see him score.
Not a big lead down there by Koopman, that's for sure.
No.
Here comes the throw.
There's a throw down.
Brody throws behind him.
Brody was close to picking him off on the secondary lead. First ball was in there for a ball, and the young man, Bergman, pulls back on it, takes it.
Brody watches those runners like a hawk, so he has a pretty good idea when he can get behind.
Showing bunt this time again. Pulls back, ball two. Clark's not giving him anything good to bunt.
Man, throw right down the middle, let him bunt it. Let's get it out.
We definitely don't want to walk him.
No.
We have not given up a walk so far in this ballgame. Five Ks so far for Garks. Sean bunt that time. Another throw down to first. Oh, man, that was tight.
He's close.
I'm telling you, his little snap throws down to first are close. That one closer than the first.
Three balls, no strikes. Come on now. We got to get back in this.
Now it's 3-0 count. We need a strike here for sure. He's probably going to take no matter
what.
He's
taking.
And he takes
there
a strike.
Same thing. Right back at him here, Carks.
He may score to bunt this again.
Yeah. He is.
And he throws it outside for ball four. He knew he was going to bunt it. Didn't want to give him anything nice, and he throws it outside for ball four. So the first base on ball is given up by Alex Garkey. Puts the leadoff guy, Carson Bergman, down at first. Moves Noah Koopman over to second. And now they got a little something-something cooking here in the top of the fifth inning. with a one-run lead.
I think Versailles is going to pinch run here.
Gone out there to tuck his infield and
he's
make sure.
The kid off of second base and putting a new one on.
Yep.
I think the Kaiser kid's coming in.
Pinch running for Koopman.
Number 19, Eli Kaiser.
So far, neither umpire's made a move toward the mound.
Nope. So, letting them talk. Coach just wanted to talk to him a little bit and get back in there. Yep.
Settle him down a little bit and say, all right, probably going to bunt again.
I would think we'd be bunting again, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to make sure who's covering what.
Yep, that's probably
Marcus
a lot of what
better jump off and cover this side.
What that was about out there on the mound.
Big Luke's got the other side. How about we pop him up here, double him up on a bunt. That would be nice.
There's a bunt. Goes over to Alex. Alex fields it. Fires over to first. And it goes off the glove. Anthony right there. He's firing home. He's going to be safe at home.
Kevin
That's
Rose
on Ian.
Again.
Ian's got to catch that ball.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, the throw was there. He just missed it.
Had a little to the second base side, but...
Yeah,
but he did roll over there to cover, so that's...
No, he had the bag covered, but the throw was a little bit, to the left of the first base bag.
You almost got to stretch out a little bit and get it.
Yeah, it looked like he didn't stretch out far enough.
No.
And Koopman, or Kaiser, comes around to score.
Now we got him at the corners. Nobody out.
So Bergman down at... He's at third now. And that is hit hard out towards center field, and that's going to be over Reese Wimmer's head. That's out to the warning track.
Center.
One run across the plate. Next one coming around. He's going to try to score, and this is going to be a triple for Ryan Treon.
Clears the bases. Makes the score 7-3.
Dang it.
Hmm.
Come on, guys.
Yeah.
Man, we gave him...
So DeLand scores after the air. Bergman scores. Three runs across the plate.
Should be one less run and one more out.
Two guys,
RBIs.
Two guys were
Ryan
trying to bunt to get out, and we didn't get them.
Nope. So three runs across the plate.
Still nobody out.
Two.
Colin Francis is now your batter. Runner at third. Pitch a little low in there for ball one. Nobody out here. Top of the fifth inning. 7-3 ball game now. Three spotter across the plate so far in this inning. That ball is a little high. Ball two. That one's going to get past Bodie, and that runner is going to
score a run, too.
So a pass ball gets the runner in. Francis is going to still be at the plate. Treon comes around to score after his two-run triple.
Yeah, that was down in the dirt.
Man, he hit that.
Four.
He hit that a long way. Dead center.
Yeah,
yes,
he hit that baby.
350, at the 350 sign.
He smoked her.
Usually Reese can cover a lot of territory, but, man, he hit that hard. Ball four.
Ball four.
Well, I think I'm going to the play, boys.
So Gark's struggling here a little bit.
Gark's got her going, a little struggle.
Puts a runner back at first, nobody out. Four across the plate so far in this inning.
All right, big comeback, Abby.
Yep.
Well, Fee, I hope you were the jinx.
Have a good show, Big V.
Get over there to the auditoria and find out about a Indians 10-7 victory.
Sean Bunt, quick throw down to first. I think he got, no, man.
No.
One hopper down to first base. And he's back in the base. One ball, no strikes. Four across the plate. Ian Bergman, the batter. Blake Monin on deck. Sean Bunt. Going to be two balls, no strikes. And the runner at first. Four across the plate already. Sean Bunn again takes ball three. Eric's struggling a little bit with his control.
Yeah, he's letting a lot of stuff get to him here. He didn't want to give him a good pitch to butt on, but we don't want to walk him.
No, we need an out bad. Taking on the way, and that's going to come right across the heart of the plate for strike one. All right, Alex. Defense will help here. Showing bunt, pulls back, ball four.
He's trying to pitch her on that walk, and it's bit him three times already.
So he's given up three walks, unfortunately, all three in this inning.
Yep.
That moves Francis over to second. Ian Bergman walks down to first, and that's going to bring up Blake Monin. Coach ain't going to go out and talk to Garks and see once what he's got to say here.
Yep.
Say, boys, we can't offer up any more runs here. We got three at-bats. We got plenty of time to score five runs, but bottom line is they don't have anybody out, and they still got two on and four across the plate so far in this inning.
Yeah, and we've shot ourselves in the foot, and Alex has tried to keep them from butting and ended up throwing too many balls and just –
Well, when you know it's a bunt situation, you don't want to give them one right down the middle of the plate and let them control where that ball goes. But on the other hand, you certainly don't want to give them a free pass down the first.
Nope. So he's through chit-chatting with him, and coach comes
back. Obviously going to leave Garks in there.
Seven baseman number eight, Blake Mullen.
Runners at first and second, nobody out, four across the plate, 8-3 ball game, Indians trail. Reaches out for that bunt, misses it, and that's going to be a strike. Coach Bill Sturwood.
Yep. Yeah.
Still playing smart ball. He knows every run's important in this ball game. That's hit hard down the left field line. Hayden Seifrin coming over, not going to make the play. It's going to fall in fair. And he gets the ball in quickly. All the runners are going to move up one spot.
Fills them up.
And that's a base hit by Blake Monin. So Monin down at first. Bergman heads over to second. Colin Francis, he ends up over at third. So now bases loaded, nobody out.
The center fielder, number 16, Damian Bargy.
And Damian Bargy comes to the plate.
Where are we, number five, six hitters?
Well, no, we're down to seven here. Bargy reached in the third inning on an error. He's butting two. He pulls back. Takes strike one. Obviously, what they figured out is if they show strike, he's throwing balls. So
Yep.
They're going to show the bunt again. He's showing it with bases loaded. Pulls back. Takes that one low and in for ball one. One ball, one strike. I don't think he's going to bunt. Bases loaded. Takes that one low and outside. Ball two. All the infielders in here. Everybody coming home.
Yep.
We got nobody out. We need one in a bad way here. There's a nice curveball. Comes in there for a strike. Nice two pitch. Balls, two strikes. Come on, Garks. Come on, kid. Be solid in there. Be solid. Ooh, that curveball just misses.
Wow.
Not sure how they can say that was.
I don't know.
But that was a ball.
Right there.
Now comes a payoff pitch. And that's swung on, and that's hit hard out towards Hayden Seifrin. And Hayden makes an unbelievable grab.
That was
what
great.
A stab at that. He's going full bore, kind of jumps up, and I think he did leave early. No doubt. Coach Hank is going to call this over and see once what he says, and they're going to call him safe.
Call him safe.
Before that ball was caught in his glove.
Yep.
So a sacrifice fly by Bargy scores Francis from third for the fifth run in the inning. The other two runners stay at first and second. That brings up Reese Magato. Indians finally get an out, but man, lost five runs to get that pitch taken for a ball.
Yep, some of it was Alex trying to keep him from bunting, and some of it was some not stellar play in the field, and giving them runs again.
Yeah, we gave them a couple outs here.
Yep.
That pitch taken inside for ball two. Come on, Alex. Don't load him back up here. There's a nice pitch right there at the knees for strike one. Two balls and a strike now to Reese Magoteau. This is the ninth batter of the inning for the Tigers. Indians need an inning like this in a big way.
Yes, we do. Absolutely.
A little outside.
We're going to need a couple of innings like that now, down six runs. And...
yeah, 9-3.
You know, we're fighting like crazy to stay near the top of the MAC.
There's the ground ball. One at short, fires over to first, throws it wide, and that's going to score a run. That's another error.
Throwing stuff away again.
So Bergman's heading down to third on that, and he goes to home on a pass ball over to first base. And Bargy's going to reach on a fielder's choice. Monin's going to be out 4-6 for out number two. Six runs across the plate in this inning.
Man, don't know if that could have been a double play, but we sure didn't need him throwing that away and letting.
I wonder if he didn't hurt his arm the way he was acting there as he gunned that baby over there. But
yeah, hope not. Don't need injuries.
So Magoteau now is down at first base.
Swing and a miss. Threw behind him and just almost got him there at first base. Brody throws him down there. That, you know, and our guys down there, whoever's playing first is always ready. It's usually Luke, but sometimes Caden, they're always ready because they know it can be coming any time. Brody's always watching that guy at first base to see if he's, you know, see how far he usually gets, and he watches about 15 things before the ball comes in.
All right, we got to get it out here. Come on here. I think the Kaiser boy's batting. He swings at that one's going to be a blooper. He's going to fall in no man's land. Nice catch by Ian. Over-the-shoulder catch by Ian McCain out at second base. That ends the inning.
Wow.
But they do a lot of damage. They put six runs across the plate here in the top half of the fifth inning. Indians got a ton of work to do. And they get six runs on, I think they had two hits that inning. A lot of walks, a couple errors.
Yep.
So we go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Indians need a bunch. They trail by seven. We'll be right back.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Miracle Lanes in Fort Recovery, offering bowling, family fun, and a place for the community to gather. Hey, Harry Carey, tell us more.
Hey, they've got lanes for parties and celebrations and open bowling on the weekend. In the kitchen, it's wings, pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and subs, plus a pizza wing and salad bar buffet every Friday at lunch. For more information, the number's 419-375-4274.
We thank Miracle Lanes and Fort Recovery for their support of the Tribe 107.3. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Cooper Farms, family-owned and operated since 1938. With locations in Mercer, Dark, Van Wert, and Paulding counties, Cooper Farms produces a wide variety of turkey, ham, and chicken products, along with table eggs and liquid eggs distributed across North America. They're also proud to give back through community initiatives right here in Northwest Ohio. Learn more at cooperfarms.com. Thanks to Cooper Farms for supporting local athletics and the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3.
Leading off of the Indians. All right, here we go. Bottom of the fifth inning. Indians looking for some runs here. We got to get some here in this inning, and it's going to be Luke Forkamp, Alex Gerke, and Ian McCain, first three batters for the Tribe.
Good place to be in our lineup.
So Luke takes the first pitch low and outside for
three,
ball
four,
one.
Five, that's...
man, that's a killer.
Yes.
Six spotter. Here comes a 1-0. That one swung on and hit over the visitor dugout out in the parking lot. Big Fee playing grandpa here, heading over to a little kindergarten concert.
Yep.
Big stuff. That one swung on and fouled back to the screen. Luke gets behind in the count. One ball, two strikes. Dark's on deck. Just need to get some runners on here and get a little something going.
Yes, we do. Get the momentum switched for sure.
That was a defensive swing. First baseman comes over. He's going to have to throw to first base. Beautifully played by the Versailles Tigers, and that's out number one.
Yep. Nice play.
Goes 4-1, out number one in the book, and that brings up Alex Garkey.
Need a big rally going here. Get the momentum switch. Get some runs in.
Versailles 14-6. As Big Fee said, 3-2 in the MAC. Garkey's way out in front of that swing. Fouls it off.
Yep.
McCain on deck now.
We need to win this and keep with just one loss.
Yeah, you know, you start getting to that two-loss thing, next thing you know, guys on top, they get beat, and you're going to regret.
Yeah, you could have been there.
That's baseball. That one's outside. Ball one. One ball, one strike, one away here. Bottom of the fifth inning. Indians trailing by 7 biggins. Here's a hard ground ball over the shortstop. He backhands it, comes up, swings over to first base, and that's going to be out number two.
Yep, plenty of time. Nice play.
6-3 in the book. Two up, two down. Brings up Ian McCain. Caden Homan on deck now for the Indians.
What's Ian done today?
Ian, so far, he grounded out to the shortstop, and he flew out to the right fielder, made that heck of a catch on him. Yeah.
So he's put the bat on the ball, and it's time for a good one of those.
Need a hit here. Need a hit.
Two-out rallies.
Takes first pitch strike. You know, you get that 7-run lead, the pitchers relax a little bit.
Yep.
They kind of can take control here and just get out in front of those batters, and that's exactly what Bergman's doing right now. Actually, it's not Bergman anymore, is it?
It
was DeLong?
DeLand. Yeah, DeLand.
Yeah, he came in to pitch.
And it's called strike.
That pitch is a strike. One ball, two strikes, two outs here. Bottom of the fifth. Indians trail by more than a handful.
Yep. Let's go in. Be on base and get in the home.
Takes a ball right there on a fastball. Two balls, two strikes. Deuce is wild on the old scoreboard. Swing and a miss. Got him.
And a miss. Fooled him on that one, didn't he?
So that's a K going down in the book for Ian McCain. Three up, three down for the Tigers. Indians now got to D it up. We got to get some goose eggs, and we got to score some runs. We got 5 in the books. Indians trail 10-3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LPFM comes from Gruby Auctioneering.
Licensed and bonded in both Ohio and Indiana, Adrian Gruby conducts farm, real estate, coins, and collectible auctions, live, online, and simulcast. He's also a licensed real estate agent with Lakeshore Realtors, helping guide clients through each step of buying or selling a home. More information is available at grubyauctioneering.hybid.com or by calling 419-305-9202.
We thank Gruby Auctioneering for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LPFM.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is supported by Hull Brothers Case IH, serving farmers and families for more than 125 years. Located in Fort Recovery, Hull Brothers offers new and used tractors from Case IH and Kubota, plus parts and service to keep your equipment running strong. They also carry mowers and outdoor gear from Grasshopper, Cub Cadet, and Toro. Learn more at hullbros.com or call 419-375-2827. Thanks to Hull Brothers for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe.
Hey. All right, back here at the Battlegrounds, getting ready for the top half of the sixth inning. Gark's back out there on the mound. He's going to have to face the leadoff guy, 1-2-3 here in this inning. Going to be Carson Bergman, Sam DeLand, and Ryan Treon. Guys have done a lot of damage here.
Yep.
The last two of the three innings here. First pitch is a curveball, comes in there low and hits the plate for ball one. Saturday we got a doubleheader against the Rushi boys. They're 7-7. Doubleheader starts at 11. Hoping to get here and do at least one game. That pitch is elevated. Or no, it calls it a strike?
Yep.
One ball, one strike. Tomorrow night, we head to Parkway. Yep. And we got to finish a game that we started on April the 14th. That one swung on and popped up.
No man's land.
It's going to be a double play out there, and Ian and Colson come together, and Ian makes the play, and they both come up, and they're all good.
Yep.
Out number one. Thank goodness. Talk out there, boys. Got to holler.
Yeah. Of course, we're up here where we can't really hear, but I didn't hear talking, so a lot of times you can hear them hollering.
Well, they might have both been calling for it.
Yep.
McCain, luckily, puts it in his glove, and that brings up Sam DeLand. Great name.
One out, the pitcher number 25, Sam DeLand.
Yeah, we're down 4-1 at Parkway with bottom of the fourth with two on, nobody out. So we need to, if we lose this one and that one tomorrow night.
Yeah, we got three losses we're in trouble.
We go from playing really well. And right in there to
just down, being in the middle of the pack.
Right back down. Yep.
All right, two balls, no strikes. To Sam DeLand. Nobody on. One out. That baby hit 7 feet in front of the plate.
Yep. It did hit close enough to the plate to get dirt, but that's about as good as you can say.
3-0. Nice Gark pitch. Loads on that one and comes in across the plate for a strike. Three balls and a strike. Here comes the pitch. That one's in the dirt, ball four. Excuse me.
Not what we wanted to do.
Nope, base on balls. That is the fourth base on balls given up by Garks here so far in this ball game. First in this inning, puts a runner at first, and that brings up Ryan Treon. Treon hit a bench or a base clearing triple his last time up.
Yeah, it went deep, deep center field.
Smoked that baby. Pitches inside for a ball. It's a very unusual game we're having here with the Tigers. Usually it's a tight 2-1, 3-2 ball game.
Yep.
And they put a 10 spotter on the board here against Garks.
Yep, and we gave them, out of their 10 runs, we probably gave them at least half of them.
Yeah, I know. We gave them at least four.
Yep. We gave them a couple in the third inning and some.
Maybe three. You might be right. Maybe half their runs have been unearned.
Throw over. Nowhere near in time.
Nah, he's back here plenty of time. Gotta have a goose egg, I guess. Next two innings for sure. Comes a pitch. And that's outside. Quick throw down to first, and he's back in time.
He's going to get somebody.
Not from a lack of trying, is it, Spencer?
No, not at all.
For the most part, Brady throws that ball exactly on that bag. 3-0 again. That pitch is high, ball four. Garks has walked two in a row. After getting the leadoff guy, I got a feeling we're going to see a new pitcher.
Yep. Yeah, I would say there's a pretty close to a 100% chance.
We're going to find out here.
I'm going to guess Dylan
Garks
Klinke.
Looks like he's running out of gas.
Yep.
And I think Caden Homan's going to pitch.
Yep. That's what it looks like.
They're going to give the ball to Caden Homan. We'll take a little break. Caden's going to need a little time to warm up. Gark's probably going to go over to third. And I think his day is done. He's walked back-to-back guys, and gosh dang it.
Yep, and we didn't need that.
So we got one away here in the top half of the six. Runners at second and first. New pitcher coming on is going to be number 10, Caden Homan. All right, we're going to take a quick break here, Spencey, and we'll let Caden warm up. It's going to be a couple minutes, so we'll give him a little time to get loose. Indians trail 10-3. Brazales has got two guys on. We'll be right back.
Tonight's coverage of the Hometown Huddle
is supported by Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery. Open Tuesday through Saturday, they serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner with homemade soups and pies on the weekday lunch menu. On weekends, enjoy steak and chicken dinners, and catering is also available. For more information, call 419-375-4888. Thanks to Brick Street Tavern for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and the Tribe 107.3.
Sunday, May 10th is Mother's Day, and around here, one of the best Mother's Day traditions is the Wendoline Sports Club's barbecue chicken dinners. Tickets are just $10 each and are on sale now by calling Karen at 419-375-4562, or you can text her at 419-852-5918. People always ask why the Wendoline Sports Club's chicken is so much better than anybody else's, and it's because they're cooked on an open fire right there at the Wendoline Sports Club that day. The dinners are pre-sale only, so don't get shut out. Call or text now to get your tickets for the Wendoline Sports Club's Mother's Day Barbecue Chicken Dinners. Call 419-375-4562 or text 419-852-5918 and reserve your Mother's Day chicken dinners. Pickup will be at the Wendoline Park from 4 to 6 p.m. on Mother's Day, May 10th.
All right, back here at the Battlegrounds. Caden Hillman now on the bump for the Indians, taking over for Alex Garkey, and his first pitch comes into the plate, and that's going to be low for ball one. So they got two runners on, both on free passes, base on balls, and looks like Caden and Gark's just going to make the switch from pitcher's mound to third and back and forth. That one's high and tight, ball two. Caden threw a whale of a ball game. That was one exciting ball game at Minster there last Tuesday. And,
yes, it was.
And he went six innings, and we brought Garks in to close her out in the seventh. That was low and inside, ball three. Garks obviously, or Caden obviously not loose and probably wasn't expecting to pitch.
Nope.
In this ball game. So he's got to get his head straight here. Curveball comes in there for a strike. Throws a 3-0 curve. First strike of the game for Caden. Colin Francis, your batter. Ian Bergman on deck. That one swung on, and that's going to be past Colson Post for a base hit. That's going to score another run for the Indians and a quick throw into second. And the runner's there. So Sam DeLand, he comes around to score to make it 11-3. Treon goes to second. Colin Francis now at first after that base hit. So still first and second. Nobody out. We got one out. I'm sorry. Leadoff guy made it out. Carson Bergman made popped up. Nice play by Ian McCain out there. Almost forgot about that play in this inning, Spencer.
It's been a while.
That one's outside, ball one.
We needed a goose egg, and they have one already.
Yeah, that's for sure. Curveball lands short. Nice block by Brody Hart.
Yep, kept that in front of him. Usually does.
Well, gosh dang it. I didn't want to see this lull here in the Indians.
No.
Tonight.
Yep, we're a little over halfway through the season, and we need to be going on the upside.
That is a rocket. Fair just, ball down the left field line. That's going to score another run. And now they're going to have runners on the corners. And they take that back. Ball squirts away, and he's now over at second. So Ian Bergman ends up at second base after a single. He scores in another run. Drives in another run, I should say. Treon comes around to score. Colin Francis now at third.
I don't want to be
Bergman
defeatist.
At second.
But if they score one more, we have to score in the bottom of the sixth. This game's over.
Oh, my goodness.
We're down nine.
Never even gave that a thought.
Yeah, I just happened to look up and thought, wow. You know, we keep thinking, you know, we got a couple more at-bats, but if we don't get at least one run, of course, if we don't get three or four runs, we're probably going to lose anyways.
So. Yeah. I want to see us bat two more times. A pitch comes across the plate for a strike. Blake Monin, your batter. Blake is 0-3. I take that back. He is 1-3. One of the seven hits. 12 runs on seven hits, and that's about all you need to know. For the Brazales Tigers?
Yep.
Three runs on seven hits for the Indians. That one's outside for a ball. Two balls and a strike. One away here. Runners at second and third, and Francis and Bergman. Monning your batter. Last time up, he got a base hit.
Brody's going to go out and talk to Caden.
12 runs across the plate, and each batter for Verzales has at least one RBI, except for two guys. Hmm. Good offensive night for the Tigers.
Yes. They've hit the ball well and played well, but we've given them some, but we've given them plenty, but they would still be winning the game. That's one of the few times that.
That one is hit well out towards left field. Hayden Seifring on his horses. He's going back to the warning track. Makes a catch at the fence. Makes a catch, and he's hurt. Yeah, he banged into the fence pretty hard.
Yep, he didn't hit a post, but he did.
He might have hit a post. He's limping pretty hard. Jill's going to head down there and check him out.
Yeah, I was thinking, hey, you got to get the ball in, but he barely was able to throw it 20 or 30 feet to one of the other guys. So
exactly. Both them runners score.
Yep.
So yep. Francis tags. He goes home, and Bergman scores from second. Because he caught the ball, but he was kind of down. He threw it in, but it was too late. Four more runs in across the plate, and it's now a 14-3 ball game.
Coach Eink out with Hayden and Jill on her way.
Yeah, they're chasing him back. They're saying he's okay.
He might have got winded banging in that.
No, I think he actually did hit a pole out there with his hip. Yeah, he went back, made a heck of a play on it.
Yes, he did. I thought that might be out of here, and it might have been if he didn't make that catch. It was right. His glove was on that yellow tile along the top of the fence. Mm. But we're down 11.
Yeah, 14-3 now is the ball game. Indians getting spanked here at home tonight. We got two outs. We got the bases empty finally. And now they're going to put in a new batter. His name is Owen Mendenhall, batting for Damian Bargy.
He's a senior.
First pitch in there was a ball to him. Big tall kid.
Yes. Don't remember seeing the name on the basketball roster, but.
That pitch a little inside, ball two.
Let's go, Caden.
Oh, that's a thumper.
Ouch.
That was loud up here headphones on.
Wow.
So he gets thumped in the side of the leg.
Yes, he did. And it actually, his last two or three steps down there were about half limps.
Exactly. What was his name?
Mendenhall. Owen Mendenhall.
In fact, Owen Mendenhall. Get him signed in here.
Yep. Well.
So now with two outs, runner at first. Going to bring up number two, Michael Deuce.
Whoa. That caught him off base. Four runs in the inning.
Man. Batting for Magato. Indians now trail by 11. Son of a gun.
Not what I was expecting.
No, not me either. Comes the pitch. That's swung on.
That's a
and
shot.
And that's going to go down the left field line. That's going to fall in. And here comes the throw to third, and he's safe.
Wow.
So Mendenhall goes from first to third on a two-out double by Michael Deuce. Wow. That brings up the ninth batter of the inning again. They batted 10 the last inning, and now they're batting their ninth in this inning.
10 runs in the last two innings, and, you know, we were right there with them, 4-3, and then
man, oh, man.
Their bats
pitch
got
is
working,
high for a ball.
And our gloves and our arms quit working. Some of it was Alex frustrated guys, and some of it was us not playing well in the field.
That one swung on and fouled back to the gymnasium. One ball, one strike, two guys on. Four across the plate again. They scored four in the third, six in the fifth, four in the sixth so far. And there's a strike. One ball, two strikes. Let's get out of this mess. Here comes a 1-2. Ooh, just a little low.
Wow, that looked pretty
good. We could have used that one.
Yes, we sure could have.
Evens the count of two balls, two strikes. Two away here. Top of the sixth, 14-3 butt whooping the Brazales has given us. That one's popped a sky high, and that's going to be out of play. Caden's thrown a bunch of pitches in this inning. The Indians pitchers have thrown a ton of pitches in this inning. There is a ground ball to Garks. Garks scoops it up. Crow hops, fires over to Luke, and that's going to be out number three. But in the inning, they do a bunch of damage. They score four more runs on, I don't know.
Too many.
One, two, three, three hits. We'll go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Indians need some runs to stay in this puppy, or we're going home early. We'll be back right after this.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 is provided by Reasoner Energy Products in Coldwater, installing and servicing products from Train HVAC, Generac Generators, and Mitsubishi Electric Ductless Systems. Reasoner Energy Products is proud to support community growth through quality service and local commitment. Learn more by visiting their location at 445 Hardin Street in Coldwater or online at ReasonerEnergyProducts.com. Their phone number is 419-678-4858.
We thank Reasoner Energy Products for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is provided in part by Wabash Communications. Serving West Central Ohio and Eastern Indiana, Wabash provides internet, phone, and TV services along with technology solutions for local businesses. Local support is available 24/7 for homes and businesses. Learn more at wabash.com or call 419-942-1111. Thanks to Wabash Communications for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3.
All right, Spencey, we're back here getting ready for the bottom of the sixth inning. Indians got to put some runners across the plate or this is going to be over early here. We trail by 11 runs and we got to cut that down to 9. One run ain't going to do it.
And if we don't get more than that, we might as well not play the seventh inning.
Well, we're going to have to do a little something-something here. And
we have to get a lot of runs.
Caden takes the first pitch for a ball a little low.
To win, we have to get 12 more runs.
I'm with you.
Not impossible.
That's the pitches across the plate for a strike. One ball, one strike.
We needed to
Caden Homan.
Last
Brady Hart on deck.
Had the heart of our lineup up.
And yeah, I don't think it's one of those things. It's one of those things where we just couldn't get anything going, and that pitch is a strike.
Yep.
Caden falls behind. One ball, two strikes.
Which normally doesn't bother him any.
Caden with a hit so far in this ball game. That one's popped foul out of the play of the field.
Yep, kind of reached out for that one and put it over the third base, first base dugout, sorry.
That one's low for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Indians with three runs on seven hits so far in this ball game. Just can't produce the runs here. That one's in the dirt, ball three.
Caden will take a walk.
Well, we need runners, and we need a bunch of runners. Sam DeLand out there on the mound yet for the Tigers. That's a ground ball to the shortstop. Shortstop gets a nice hop, comes up with it, fires across the field, and that's going to be out number one. So Caden goes down 6-3. Saturday we got the doubleheader, boys. We got the Rishi guys coming in here. And then next week we're at home against Delphi St. John's, who is another great ball team.
Yep.
And then St. Henry's on Thursday night. We head over there. They're 13-1 and 5-1 in the MAC play.
Yep.
And Spencer, that's one I want to get to. So, and then Saturday we're at Crestview. Freddie takes first pitch, pops him straight up in the air and out of play.
Crestview with not a very good record this year at all, but they're always dangerous.
Oh, yeah, they're one of those teams that well-coached and,
might just program
might have a down year. You never know.
Yep, and, if we don't come out of this funk, we might not win a game for
you never know.
Days.
That one's a high fly ball out to the center fielder. He makes about three steps, and the Indians are down to their last out. Two up, two down. Hayden Seifrin coming to the plate. Hayden with a base hit so far in this ball game. He got that in the second inning. And it's going to be up to him if we're going to make this game go a little longer.
Left fielder number 7, Hayden Seifrin.
He's the kind of guy that can get it going when we've had a lot of two-out rallies, but ooh.
And he takes one off the end of the bat, and that's going to be out number 3. So the Indians are going to fall tonight, 14-3 to the Versailles Tigers. Good old-fashioned MAC butt-whooping the Tigers gave to the Indians tonight.
Yep.
We'll take a quick break here. I'll come up with some stats, and we'll go over them right after this.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, Incorporated.
As an independent agency, Fort Recovery Insurance works with a variety of providers, including Nationwide, Progressive, Indiana Farmers, Donegal, Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, Acuity, Safeco, and Hagerty, and offer insurance options for vehicles, homes, farm, life, and health. You can reach Fort Recovery Insurance Agency at 419-375-4041 for more details.
We thank Fort Recovery Insurance Agency for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Gilbert Station Bar and Grill in Burkittsville.
They offer a relaxed place to gather with wings, spank burgers, and certified Angus beef steaks on the menu. It's a family-friendly restaurant and sports bar where people from around the area stop in for a meal or meet up with friends. More information and their full menu are available on their Facebook page.
That's Gilbert Station Bar and Grill in Burkittsville. Proud supporters of the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Kalp Pharmacy.
Kalp Pharmacy is a full-service provider of pharmacy and durable medical equipment services, serving communities in western Ohio and eastern Indiana. They hold the gold seal of approval for home care from the Joint Commission, reflecting compliance with recognized standards of care. Learn more at kalppharmacy.com. The phone number for pharmacy services is 800-686-2314. The phone number for durable medical equipment is 419-375-7007.
We thank Kalp Pharmacy for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC-LP.
All right, we're back here at the Battlegrounds to wrap this post-game show up here. The Indians fall tonight, and they're going to – bigger disappointment is we're going to fall to 4-2 in the MAC, Spencey. Not only losing this ball game was kind of a hurt, but, getting that second loss in the MAC is probably the bigger sting in this loss here tonight. But,
yep.
The Tigers came out here, and they wanted to win this ballgame. I mean,
they
wanted to win this ballgame. And the Indians, obviously we wanted to win this ballgame too, but it just showed to me that Versailles was hungry for this victory tonight. And they come out of here with 14 runs on 9 hits. I look at the strikeouts. Garks had 5 strikeouts. He struck out 4 of the first 6 batters and only struck out 1 the rest of the way. And
yeah, he was on fire early.
They kind of figured him out. And that third inning, again, has been his nemesis. It was, again, against Coldwater. And tonight they put a 4-spotter up on him in the third inning. And then in the fifth inning, he kind of got to walk happies. And he gave up 3 walks. And they scored 6 runs in that inning. So, looking at this, the scorebook here, Bergman, he had 1 hit. He scored 2 runs. He had a couple RBIs. Sam DeLand scored 3 runs. He had a hit. He had an RBI. Ryan Treon scored a couple times. He had a hit. He had 2 RBIs. I mean, just goes on and on. They had a complete offensive, just a great game by the entire squad.
Yeah, all 9 batters.
Yeah, Francis scores 2. He's the only guy with 2 hits on the team. He had 3 RBIs. Ian Bergman had that base-clearing triple. No, I take that back. Who was it that had that base clearing triple? I thought it was him, but
I think it might have been Bergman.
No, that was Treon. That was Treon. And then Bergman scores twice. He's got a couple RBIs. Damon Bargy scores once. Magato scores once. He's got an RBI. And then the Kaiser kid came in, and he came around to score for them also. They had 14 runs on 9 hits. They struck out 5 times. We walked them 4 times. They did not commit an error, and they only stranded 4 guys the entire game, and we thumped them 1 time, and that was Caden that hit that kid in the last inning.
Yep.
For the Indians, they got 3 runs on 8 hits. They struck out 4 times. They walked a couple of times. We committed, I think I got us down for 3 errors. Could have been more. We stranded 5 guys. We never got hit. For individual guys, Reese Wendell had a hit. Posty walked a couple times, and he scored 2 runs. Luke Forkamp had a hit. He had an RBI. He scored the other run. Alex Garkey had a hit. Caden Homan had a hit. Brody Hart has a hit. Hayden Seifert, Grant Forkamp. All those guys had hits, and we just could not get the offense, you know. We had hits, but we couldn't put them together. And
that wasn't timely. And then once
that happens, you know, yeah, they don't have any problem giving us 8 hits and scattering them over 6 innings.
Yep.
I mean, you're not going to have any offensive productivity there. And they did. They only gave us 2 free passes, and neither one of those guys. I take that back. Posty scored both times on his base on balls. So both times when Posty walked there, he came around to score twice. And then Luke Forkamp got the hit. Reese Lefevre scored, I believe, that time when he was on.
That's right, yep.
So for the Indians, they fall now. A tough one. The biggest thing, you know, we fall to that 4-2 in the MAC. We're going to go to 10-5 on the season. They're going to improve to 15-6 on the season. So, you know, and the funny thing is the MAC is so crazy. You know, I didn't check any scores. You know, it's very easily. Marion came over here, Spencey, and we took care of Marion you know, they hadn't played. And then they turn around and beat Delphus.
Yeah.
So you never know. Marion could go out there and turn around and somehow knock off Coldwater. But
they play. I think they won 3 straight convincingly after we beat them.
Is that
12
right?
runs.
Is that right?
Something like that. It was crazy.
I tell you, the MAC's tough, and you never know who you're going to get. And tonight, we got a tough Verzales team, and Indians just couldn't do anything about it. So tip your hats to the Verzales Tigers. They came in, took care of business. We got a game tomorrow night, a couple innings at Parkway. I'm going to see if I can make that puppy. I think it's supposed to rain in the morning, but maybe we get that game in.
I'm pretty sure we will.
Then Saturday we got the doubleheader, and then next week we got Delphus and St. Henry. So a lot of games coming up here. We're on the back half of the schedule.
And where we are here, you know, we've been playing really well, even in the games we lost. We didn't play well today.
Yeah, we didn't.
And we lost this one, and we're behind 4-1 in the bottom of the fourth inning with 2 runners on for Parkway, where we go up there tomorrow, so we could lose that one.
Yeah.
And then we get into Rushi. They're 7-7 or something like that. Their record isn't great, but that's a great program.
Oh, yeah. They've been solid in baseball here the last several years.
We have to get back in gear.
Well, we just got to get the old offense back up and running. You know, we don't have that second pitcher right now. Yep. That I am 100% confident in. You know, obviously, Caden's going to go out there and work his tail off and give us the innings that we need.
Yep.
But when you get down to tournament time, it takes 2 arms.
Yep. Dylan has pitched well in 2 of his starts.
Yeah.
His first 2. And we threw the ball around and you know, jinxed him and everything got screwed up.
We certainly got to get that young man out there on the hill with confidence, and he trusts his defense, and that makes all the difference in the world, too.
Yep.
So I tell you what, I think for Spencey and I, we're going to sign off here at the old Ball Orchard, and we appreciate everybody listening to 107.3 The Tribe and Fort Recovery Radio. We'll be back again tomorow night. A game started at 5 again.
Spencer,
we're going to start the game at 5 against the Parkway Panthers to try to finish up a couple innings there and hopefully get a dub. So, for Spencer and I, Big Fee, hopefully he has a good show.
Yep.
So long, folks. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP. We're proud to be your hometown voice for Fort Recovery Athletics. A big thanks to our community underwriters for making today's broadcast possible. Until next time, go Tribe!